it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
This is James Kelso.
A shotgun, a rifle, and a
back here in the woods with the woman and the dogs and the kids. A shotgun and the four-wheel drive. Got most of those things, but not all of them. But we've got you here on the Trump Phenomenon program, which is on Monday through Friday live. And we love taking your calls here on this live program. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I talked with a couple of our great supporters of this show today, and one of them mentioned to me, please, James, mention to the audience RBN's telephone number, a listen telephone number on which folks can listen to this show on any telephone. And shame on me for not having that number up. I'll give it to you in just a moment. But when you go to Republic Broadcasting, you will see this number. And folks are telling me, the engineer is sending it to me, 605-562-5111. It's a pretty good number. 605-562-5111. And the folks who are calling very enthusiastically saying this, what John Stadtmuller has done with this number is a very valuable service. There are all kinds of people who really, for one reason or another, are not on the net or not using it to listen to radio, and for whom a telephone is a great way to listen to the shows. One of the things that I didn't appreciate is that if you have unlimited minutes on a telephone, and most people do, it's a way to listen for free. Whereas if you're surfing on the net, you're using up data time. And a lot of people have limited data, but unlimited telephone. So this is a way to listen to the show for free. So 605-562-5111. And one of the callers today mentioned to me that he went out and added a $10 flip phone, $10 a month to his phone plan, so he could give that to family members, and so they'd be able to listen, and it's working. So well done, Mr. Stadtmuller. That is allowing a lot of people to listen. We've got George with us, and I don't know if Paul is here yet. George, are you on the air?
George is on the air, James. Quickly, I had two different strangers approach me today in redneck America. They liked the Trump mobile, and I was able to hand them our flyer for the Trump Phenomenon radio show. They were very grateful to get it.
And this is Paul Fromm. I'm with the two tonight.
Okay, beautiful. And that, folks, that's Paul Fromm in our northern neighbor, Canada. Paul is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of these six shows every week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and on Sunday, our three-hour show from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So keep the American Freedom Party in mind. Our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. There are all kinds of links there enabling you to find out more about the party, and we'd love to have you join the party. It's only $25. Really easy to do. And come what may, if Trump wins on November 8th, or if, heaven forbid, Crooked Hillary wins on November 8th, steals the election, shouldn't say wins, steals the election, we are going to go on. The American Freedom Party will have a place in either event, and this program will go on and will have a place. And the same caller that pointed out to me the value of John Stadtmuller's telephone listen line pointed out that the Trump phenomenon, that our enemies are not going to put this toothpaste back in the tube. The no. Trump phenomenon is a permanent phenomenon. Everything in our country and our lives has changed. And I like what he said, Paul. You'll love this. He said Trump's already won. Isn't that brilliant? Trump has already won this election. Why? He woke up the sleeping giant. The giant is awake, folks. And if Hillary steals the election, she's in for a rough ride. Because the giant is... Yeah, go ahead.
And that's the chattering heads in Canada, and from what I can see in the United States, are worried about that. Even if they steal the election, and let's be quite clear, it ain't over till it's over. But even if that happens, the Trump nation is not going to go away.
Yes. So, folks, and I'll talk about that in this show and future shows. Well, today I went to our P.O. box for this show, which is the main place at which we can receive help from you to keep the show going in the years to come. And that's just my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. We got some support today in the mail that was most appreciated. And what we're going to do is we're going to – John Stadtmiller offers such a bargain on RBN. We reach so many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people for pennies that if a few of you do as several did today and contribute a little bit to this show, we can keep this thing on a rock-solid basis indefinitely into the future. So – I encourage you to do that. We'll talk more about it. Let's go to some of the great things that happened today. Donald Trump was in North Carolina. Well, let's start out his day. He started out opening the Trump International Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., with his whole family there. Ivanka gave a great introduction to her dad. We'll play a little bit of that. Magnificent hotel, an incredible institution. We'll talk about that. Donald Trump was also in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he talked to an audience that I think was had a large number of black voters in this audience. He was introduced by a black pastor. Forgive me for not having his name, but if one of you can call in with that. Great pastor introduced Donald Trump, black pastor, and Donald Trump gave a great speech on what his presidency will mean for black Americans. A tremendous speech, and there have been some people went online today, some very important people saying they thought Donald Trump is going to take a shockingly high percentage of the black vote. Then he went to Kinston, North Carolina for an event outside on a runway with a huge crowd of people and his jet right there, and said more great things today. Now, here's a gem. I want to start out the show just really because this is just wonderful. I'm going to devote a couple of minutes to it, but folks, it's all worth it. Yesterday, this Megyn Kelly, oh my gosh, the more I listen to her, the harder it gets. Megyn Kelly thought she had an easy interview lined up with Newt Gingrich. So she opens the interview, says, thank you for being here, Mr. Gingrich, and Speaker Gingrich, and so on, all the pleasantries. But watch where this interview goes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, this was priceless.
Oh, it's folks, it's just, it's just, yeah, it's right, it's priceless. Let me see here. Let me get to a point where she cuts off Newt Gingrich dozens of times. He never cuts her off. He's quite a gentleman. Here she cuts him off, and she comes in saying, I'm telling you, and then watch it go down there, downhill from there. And Gingrich has finally just had enough of her. Oh, this is so good. Here we go.
Well, let me just ask you, because you say it's two alternate universes. I mean, these are sort of small examples of how he might be heading early voting and so on. But I'm telling you that the Fox News decision desk just moved Iowa, that you just mentioned, Indiana, second congressional district in Maine. All of them moved left, moved more likely to vote for Hillary Clinton. And in fact, all of the moves that have been on this map over the past 3 weeks by Larry Sabato, by Cook, by the Fox News decision desks, these are nonpartisan outlets that are just trying to call the electoral scoreboard.
They're not nonpartisan outlets. Every outlet you describe is part of the establishment.
Fox News, really? Are we? I don't think so. And they all, every state they've moved it to the left, towards Hillary. And you tell me whether that's all made up.
No, I think they're two alternative universes. You have a poll which suggests that she's going to get a Barack Obama turnout among African Americans. I don't think that's going to happen. You have a Washington Post ABC News poll where they took out 8% of the vote because they didn't like the way it voted. Look, I've been around long enough. I remember when the Detroit liberal newspaper.
Let me just jump ahead a little bit. It's all wonderful, but I'm just going to skip a little because of our time limits. Here it is. A little bit later, a minute or two later. Here we go. I hate to skip any of this.
That we've seen over the past month. That's the reality.
If you want to assume the election's over, skip the next 2 weeks and we can talk about the future.
I'm not assuming anything. I'm asking you whether you believe your candidate's behind based on these numbers and what it says about the down ballot races.
I believe the odds are at least 1 in 3 and maybe better than that, that the difference in intensity and the difference in determination and the degree to which Hillary Clinton is clearly the most corrupt, dishonest person ever nominated by a party all mean that the odds are pretty good she's not going to win. Mm-hmm. Now, I actually believe that. This is not just because I'm for Donald Trump. I actually believe the American people
are sickened you about that.
By this.
So she, sure. Let's assume she is corrupt, right? She was fair just sense. As corrupt 3 weeks ago and 3 months ago, and she would have been corrupt and collapsing physically on September 11th of this year, and her poll numbers tanked. But then you know what happened. He had a rough first debate. He took the bait on Alicia Machado. He stayed in that trap for a week. The Access Hollywood tape came out, which was not produced by Hillary Clinton. That was Trump on camera talking
Megan,
about grabbing women.
Look, I just heard you go through this with Governor Pence. I get it. I know where you're coming from. But let me point out something to you.
Sure.
The three major networks spent 23 minutes attacking Donald Trump that night and 57 seconds on Hillary Clinton's secret speeches. You don't think this is a scale of bias worthy of Pravda and Izvestia? I mean, you want to know why Donald Trump's had a rough time?
If Trump is a sexual predator, that is...
He's not a sexual predator.
Okay,
you
that's
can't
your
say
opinion.
That.
I'm
you
not taking
not
a position on
that
it.
Statement.
I am
I'm sick and tired of people like you using language that's inflammatory that's not true.
Excuse me, Mr. Speaker.
Donald Trump
has no idea whether it's true or not. What we know is that there are at least...
Neither do you.
That's right, and I'm not taking a position on it, unlike
you. Yes, you are. When you use the words, you took a position.
So what I said is...
And I think it's very unfair of you to do that, Megan.
Incorrect.
I think that is exactly the bias people are upset by.
I think that your defensiveness on this may speak volumes, sir. What I said is...
Let me just suggest to you...
No. Let me make my point, and then I'll give you the floor. What I said is, if Trump is a sexual predator, then it's a big story. And what we saw on that tape was Trump himself saying that he likes to grab women by the genitals and kiss them against their will. That's what we saw. Then we saw 10 women come forward after he denied actually doing it at a debate to say that was untrue. He did it to me. He did it to me. We saw reporters. We saw people who had worked with him, people from Apprentice and so on and so forth. He denies it all, which is his right. We don't know what the truth is. My point to you is, as a media story, we don't get to say the 10 women are lying. We have to cover that story, sir.
Sure. Okay, so it's worth 23 minutes of the three networks to cover that story. And Hillary Clinton in a secret speech in Brazil to a bank that pays her $225,000, saying her dream is an open border where 600 million people could come to America. That's not worth covering.
That is worth covering.
And you
want to
go back
and
through the tapes of your show recently? You are fascinated with sex, and you don't care about public policy. Now, that's what I get out of watching you tonight.
You know what, Mr. Speaker? I'm not fascinated by sex, but I am fascinated by the protection of women and understanding what we're getting in the Oval Office. And I think the American voters would like to know.
And therefore, we're going to send Bill Clinton back to the East Wing because, after all, you are worried about sexual predators.
Yeah, listen, it's not about me. It's about the women and men of America. And the poll numbers show us that the women of America in particular are very concerned about these allegations and believe that they are a real issue. And
Do you want to comment on whether the Clinton ticket has a relationship to a sexual predator?
We on the Kelly File have covered that story as well, sir. I will tell you the
polls. I want to hear you use the words. I want to hear your words. Bill Clinton, sexual predator. I dare you. Say Bill Clinton, sexual predator.
Mr. Speaker,
disbarred by the Arkansas bar. Disbarred by the Arkansas bar. $850,000 penalty.
Excuse me, sir. We on the Kelly File have covered the Clinton matter as well. We've hosted Kathleen Willey. We've covered the examples of him being accused as well, but he's not on the ticket. And the polls also show that
he'll
the American public is less interested in the deeds of Hillary Clinton's husband than they are in the deeds of the man who asks us to make him president, Donald Trump. We're going to have to leave it at...
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get any better than that. Newt Gingrich just, oh, you heard it. He just took Megyn Kelly apart. And I'll tell you what, if Trump becomes president, I don't think we're going to see much of Megyn Kelly on network TV anymore. What a, she just came apart as revealing herself to be in no way a news reporter. Wasn't that beautiful, Paul and George?
Oh, that was great.
She was
that
just
was sort complete. Of the New York Daily News version of television journalism.
Yeah, and kudos to Newt Gingrich for saying, I dare you. You know, that was a great moment there where he says, I dare you. I want to hear a sexual predator in the same, same breath with Bill Clinton. She couldn't do it. She wouldn't do it. And also, I liked how Newt, he nailed her when she said, I didn't call him a sexual predator. And then Newt Gingrich, very accurately, said, yes, you did. When you use those words, you did. And then in the next sentence, she uses the words again. And she was using all of the dodges of the controlled media. I'll tell you what, Fox has got Megyn Kelly is, man, is she working for the other side. And somebody at Fox better get hip to that, because what we saw there, we saw a black widow at work.
And James, we all thought that after Roger Ailes left the scene that Fox became an anti-Trump organization, but they can't get rid of Hannity and some of the others that like him.
Well, yeah.
So
the good
Fox
news
is so difficult to watch. You know, people I know that I passionately hate Fox News with a burning passion, and that you know Megyn Kelly's is a reason for that.
Well, now the good news is that Sean Hannity's ratings are soaring, and he is the most popular television personality today. He's more popular than Bill O'Reilly or any of the others, Anderson Cooper. He's streaking past them. And more good news, Megyn Kelly's numbers are plummeting. So that's why I say I don't think we'll see her anymore. The reason we won't see her anymore is the American people. Megyn, you're exposing yourself, and the American people don't like what they see. So...
Oh, that's kind of how it works, you know. I turn on Hannity, and then she comes on, and I turn on the National Hockey League.
Megyn, doesn't matter how low you make your bust line or how high you bring the hem of your skirt up, we don't like what we see in you, Megyn Kelly. So that's why her numbers are plummeting, because she's so dishonest. And, there you go. I'm going to let's go back to let's see if we have any callers. Yes, we do. Alan in Chicago and Jeff in Chicago. Let me see who else we've got here. Let me just scroll around. We've got Bill in Wisconsin. And let's take it in order here, and let's start with Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
Yeah, that was a very important interview. And even though it was Newt Gingrich, I was glad it was came forward. I have a question on the 800 number, or on the 605 number. I have a phone service that said unlimited, but then they sent me a letter and said, hey, you're no longer unlimited. And the reason is, I listen to this show, Michael Rivera, I listen to Alex Jones. The gal said, you had 7,000 minutes last month alone. We're losing money on you. And I said, well, you can't break the contract. It says unlimited. Well, we'll see what happens. So this 605 number. I'm hoping that is, when you say it's free for who? The caller, or for
you, you may have some backwater provider, and notice they haven't cut you off, and you nailed them when you said you can't. You got to live up to your contract. So you hang in there, Bill, and let us know what the outcome is. But yes, unlimited minutes means unlimited minutes.
I got one other thing I want to say.
Hang on, we got the music. We got the minute music, Bill. So we'll have you right after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Paul and George, let me just add on that. Bill, we're hanging on with you, too. I just want to add something I noticed during the break. We played that clip of Newt Gingrich yesterday taking apart Fox News host Megyn Kelly. Now, get this, just to show you how the alternative media, like this, like Republic Broadcasting, how the alternative media is becoming the real media in America. The clip I played for you was on a website, a YouTube channel put up by a guy named Jim Browski 2.0. I've never heard of this guy, Jim Browski 2.0. No idea who this is. Okay, so this is just somebody out there like you, folks, putting up his own YouTube channel. Get this. He posted this yesterday. At this moment, he has... As of this moment, he has 23,335 comments. Comments.
How many?
23,000.
Wow.
He posted it yesterday. He has 1,070,000 views. Posted it yesterday. And this, by the way, I think this interview, I don't know what time of day it was. It doesn't say the time of day, but we're talking about 24 hours. Over a million views, 23,000 comments. Now, folks, Fox News in the morning only has 450,000 viewers.
Wow.
Yeah. Our alternative media is taking off like a rocket. And these people like Megyn Kelly are sagging like a ship going down. And that's exactly what it is. It's a ship going down. And what I hear in her voice, Paul, is desperation. She's becoming so blatant. And this is true for all these left-wingers. They're becoming so blatant. They're so desperate. They're panicking. It's the sound of panic that you hear.
They deserve it.
Yeah. oh, God. Oh, my goodness. But let's go to now Matt Drudge, who has millions of viewers, millions. And he's got this story. One of his links today is he says Donald Trump's best speech ever, ? And what he's referring to, when you click on the link, it takes you to his speech at the opening of the Trump International Hotel. So let's go there. Let's just go to that speech. I've got that marked already. I liked it. And let's go to, let me see where I got it marked here. I mean, if Matt Drudge says maybe the best ever, boy, that sure piques my interest. Here she is. Okay, here she is at 16 minutes. Let's listen to the beautiful Ivanka Trump. She's in a white, beautiful, elegant white dress that doesn't have a hemline 2 inches, 6 inches below her waist, Megan. She's got a hemline down near her ankles. Very, very elegant. And she's a lot prettier than you are, Megan. Let's go to Ivanka introducing her dad.
Finally, thank you to my father, who took a few hours away from his grueling schedule on the campaign trail to be here today. 2 years ago, when we promised the city of D.C. that Trump would be coming to Pennsylvania Avenue in 2016, we had no idea what we were foreshadowing. This is an important moment for our family and our company, and it wouldn't be possible without the hard work and support of this visionary man. So without further ado, let me introduce my father, Donald J. Trump. Thank you.
He is smiling so big as dad. He's smiling from ear to ear. And there's his boy, Don Jr. and Eric.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Melania, Tiffany, Laura. Thank you very much. Well, we're very proud of our company. We've built one of the great real estate companies of the world, but it seems very insignificant compared to what we're doing now. And as soon as we're finished cutting the ribbon, I'm off to North Carolina, New Hampshire, and back down to Florida, where I hear we're doing very well. With the notable exception of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, this is the most coveted piece of real estate in Washington, D.C.
Turn it down. We've got a break coming up. We'll go back to more of your calls. And Bill, we haven't forgotten you there in Wisconsin, Alan in Chicago, and more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In a hurry, rushing through the music. Let's go back to Donald Trump. Thank you, Bill, for letting us step on your call to do this, and we'll come back to you. Let's go to Donald Trump again and his Matt Drudge said maybe the best speech he's delivered.
Well, if you want to sing out,
let me find it for you, and we'll pick up right where we left off. Here it is. And now listen. I didn't know this. Newt Gingrich is in the front row. I didn't know this. But listen to what Donald Trump says. It goes right to what we've been talking about, that clip we just heard. Here's Donald Trump talking earlier today at Trump International on Pennsylvania Avenue.
This campaign.
Whoops. Hang on just a second here. Let me mute the volume on a different clip here just for a second. Doing engineering magic here, solo. Here we go.
We got worse.
And they see it every time.
And I'll do it. Just do a little bit more magic here. There we go. And now we should be good. Here we go. Donald Trump today.
And they see it every time they get their health care bills in the mailbox, or ride down a highway that's broken, or go to an airport that looks like it's from a third world
country. Remember, Hillary said herself, it was called Hillary Care before it was called Obamacare. She made that statement not too long ago. Now she's trying to withdraw that statement. She wants to withdraw that statement so badly, Newt. And by the way, congratulations, Newt, on last night. That was an amazing interview. That was an amazing. We don't play games, Newt, right? We don't play games. I've loved my life and business, and I've loved getting to share my dreams with my family. It's an incredible family. And Melania, I want to thank you very much. You have been amazing. My job is to look at undeveloped spaces and imagine what they could be. These are spaces that have no hope, have no future, but you need imagination and you need the ability to get them done and to unlock their potential and to unlock the potential of the people working on those spaces and on those projects. And we have so many things we can do for our country. Where others have only dead ends, I've dreamed of the amazing possibilities that we have. That's why government has turned to me in the past to fix projects that had gone nowhere, that were considered total disasters. Whether it's turning a landfill at Ferry Point after many, many years of futile work in the Bronx, New York, into a world-class golf course that's now open and doing unbelievable business, or revitalizing the facade of the great Grand Central Terminal, or building and saving Woolman Rink in Central Park after 8 years of futility and spending massive amounts of money and getting it done in 4 months for a very small amount of money. So many different things. Today is a metaphor for what we can accomplish for this country. Same kind of thing. This building is a historical landmark, a true American original. It had all of the ingredients of greatness, but it had been neglected and left to deteriorate for many, many decades. It sat there so beautiful and so empty and was falling into a very, very bad state of condition. It had the foundation for success. All of the elements were here. Our job was to restore its former glory, honor its heritage, but also to imagine a brand new and exciting vision for the future, to create a new place for people and families to come together, and a magnificent place at that. I've been very lucky, and I've led a great life. Now I want to give back to the country, which I love so much.
I'm going to pause it right there, but beautiful, and Paul and George and Bill and our other callers that are waiting, every day Donald Trump is making history with these appearances. We can't keep up with him. But we'll try to do as much as we can here in what we have in this hour. Bill, did you have a final comment in Wisconsin?
Yeah, here's what I think Trump needs to do. I think he needs to buy a half hour of nationwide television and just go on there and sit at a desk and just be himself, straight talk to the American people like a president would do. And I think, it would blow away the news media. It would blow away all these phony polls. And I think it's just heart to heart. And I think we would be so much forward with that I can't wait to have him do it.
I agree. I think that's a great idea. Paul?
Yeah, I think that he may well have to do that. I saw an announcement tonight. He's putting some more of his money into the campaign. Apparently, George Soros has said that Trump is going to win the popular vote but lose the Electoral College. Well, even that is an amazing admission of defeat, in my opinion.
It is. I haven't seen that headline. That's a great one. And that's super. Thank you.
James, I wanted Trump to go to Yankee Stadium and have his, fill it with 80,000 people and just have Trump night. So I agree with Bill. And I just sent Donald Trump a junk. I'm saying, Bill from Wisconsin has a great idea. You need to buy 30 minutes of TV and just announce yourself to America.
I like it. Let's go to
just kind of a flip side. For God's sake, he's been 500 places during the campaign doing that. Not sure just what it is that he's got to do differently.
And notice in terms of the message getting out, folks, when Donald Trump thanked Newt Gingrich, who was in the front row, for that great takedown of Megyn Kelly last night, notice that everybody in the audience burst into applause, meaning what? They all had seen it. They had all viewed, and probably not on network, they probably viewed with some of the 1 million people who viewed Jim Browski 2.0's copy of the interview on YouTube. Let us go to Alan in Chicago. Alan, you're on the air.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to say what Michael Savage affectionately calls the Fox News women, the leg crossers. And I think maybe Megyn Kelly can have a job as a Russian weather girl when she loses her job on Fox, which would serve her right.
But very good.
I just wanted to add to the comment with the telephones. What I did with them is I put on my plan, which a lot of kids do for their family members or elders, and just buy them the phone. And that way they can listen. You can introduce them to RBN and the various shows, and you just pay the bill for them and give it to them. And then if you do have anybody that already has a flip phone, like a lot of elderly people just want the flip phone, and you show them about the call-in, and it is wonderful. Now, to Bill, I have Verizon. I don't know who he has, but I got a dedicated phone, like I told you, Jamie, earlier, that specifically is for just calling in, and maybe Bill might need to get one extra phone and vary the minutes. But I'm up there, too, with 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 minutes. I've never had a problem. But I just wanted to reiterate to the audience that this telephone call-in is, and I want to thank Mr. Thad Miller for doing that, because my plan was eating up a lot of the data. And this way, when I travel and when I have my phone with me, I can listen to the show in RBN wherever I go. And I bought my father a phone, and I gave it to him for $10. You're giving him a lifeline and to tap in, like you said, James, to people that they never would hear, and it's a big boost. My dad's 80 years old, and he loves your show now. He never would have heard it. He doesn't even own a computer. Please, folks, get a phone and give it away to a family member or somebody, and that'll be the best gift you could ever give for $10 a month.
And make George's heart glad here by adding your observations. All the people calling in, folks, to this show, to me personally, my home phone is 701-317-5317. Call me anytime. Callers like Alan are pointing out that everywhere they go, they're not just seeing Trump lawn signs. They're seeing what amount to billboards, huge signs. And this is all, it's clear, this is not organized. This is spontaneous. This is this Trump phenomenon. This is why we're not going to let this show fade away, folks, no matter what happens. Because this revolution has broken out. It's not going to go away. These people are making these signs huge just spontaneously. Their hearts are bursting with enthusiasm for the Trump.
James, I told you today,
yeah,
when I was on the phone with you, I was driving in from West Michigan, and I saw signs on businesses the size of trucks, Trump, Pence, professional signs. They were everywhere, all the way through West Michigan, Indiana, and into Illinois. It's just phenomenal. And like I told you, there was a local business in Michigan, a family restaurant. I won't mention the name, but he had a Chick-fil-A moment where he endorsed Trump. He got attacked. The people of the community ran to his aid, just like Chick-fil-A, and they supported him. And I think what's happening is we're starting to see people step out. And when they get attacked, they get rescued by the rest of the supporters, because the people don't want to see, you know, good people trounced on for no reason.
And Alan, let me give another example of that. The power of, you know, when the people are awakened, and when we realize that we're not alone, we're not isolated, it's not futile. Within the FBI, Judge Napolitano, yesterday, he was on TV, and he said, what's happening here? Where are these leaks coming from within the FBI? He said, they're not coming from WikiLeaks. They're not coming from hackers. They're coming from 100 or more senior FBI agents who are sick of James Comey. They are sick of the Obama leadership imposed on the FBI, and they are in open revolt within the FBI. They feel that their careers, their agency is being trashed, and they're coming out all together. and they're just blowing. They want Hillary Clinton prosecuted, and my gosh, so that's just, in other words, it's breaking out all over, Alan, even within the FBI.
Well, James, I'd like to concede my time over to Jeff from Chicago. Go Cubs, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you. And we do have Jeff in Chicago. He's next. Jeff, your turn.
Greetings to the three amigos. I'll be quick so you can get some more callers in. James, I sent you an email about an hour ago. Tim Kaine had 30 people at his rally yesterday in West Palm Beach. Some guy did a video. I don't know if it or not. While at the same time, Donald Trump has, 27,000 or something at what he was doing?
Yeah, Trump's in Jacksonville with over 20,000 people, and Tim Kaine has – I saw the crowd. There must be staffers in there, maximum 50 people, including the staffers. There couldn't have been more than 30 people in the audience. You're right.
An excuse from some other campaign of somebody in a similar situation who said, well, I just don't want to peak too soon.
Yeah, with 13 days left. I'm on Megyn Kelly. You know what's really significant about her ratings drop? You know, Bill O'Reilly's huge, right? Well, her ratings drop way below, so that even that she-male on MSNBC has better ratings. And she is a truly repugnant woman, okay, on MSNBC. But what is significant is after Kelly's show is over, the ratings rise again for Sean Hannity.
Very good.
They crater. Everybody's turning off Megyn Kelly, but they come back on. They come back to when Sean Hannity's on. I looked it up.
Hey, you won't believe this, but I turn off Megyn Kelly and I turn on Sean Hannity.
Well, I don't have a TV anymore. I got rid of it in 2010, so I got to get my stuff from YouTube. But I just wanted you all to know, Megyn Kelly is not long for Fox News if that keeps up. She will be gone eventually, and because she is so biased. She is so biased. I mean, it's like it's in your face, and it's like I watched the clip for Newt Gingrich, and she would not. She calls Trump a sexual predator, and Newt calls her out, and he says, "No, I didn't. I don't call him that. He said he just said he was a sexual." You know,
and then
she
repeats
a phony.
It. Then she,
yeah,
repeats,
she repeats
it. Yeah.
It. Yeah, so,
yeah.
And but anyway, Bill from Wisconsin, you got a great idea. I think Trump should do the 30-minute on all three networks, all the networks. By the time, sit down, because I was watching his speech earlier where he lays out the first 100 days, and I get goosebumps. When he is on message, just his charisma combined with his speaking style, I mean, he is truly like Ronald Reagan, okay? People will just naturally gravitate towards him. You know, he just when he stays on message, he does a speech. It's like I was getting goosebumps. It's like, man, he is so presidential here.
You are right, Jeff. And I'll tell you what, the phones are lighting up. So let's.
All right, so I'm gonna let you go.
Tip of the hat to you, and let's go to Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, Ron, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, this Jessica, I forget her last name. She's an actress that's accusing. She's got Gloria Allred representing her, accusing Trump of giving her a kiss and a hug without her permission, you know, at some Hollywood event. This is a woman who, I did a little research, she does anal intercourse on camera in these, you know, XXX movies. And she passes herself off as some sort of a women's rights because she teaches women how to stick things into their anus to help them get the orgasms.
You know, when I see Gloria Allred, I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. I grew up in Pacific Palisades. I've met Gloria Allred. When a camera pans over and I see sitting next to somebody is Gloria Allred, I've got it at that point. I know what's going on. Gloria Allred is such a commie.
She is.
Yeah, she is. So and Trump has said, this is wonderful, folks. He said he's going to sue all of these people. Oh, and if you wonder why do they do it, well, Soros is out there just offering people millions of dollars for, you know, anything. Lie, cheat, steal, attack people, beat them up, $1,500 if you'll beat up a Trump supporter. So this is, oh my gosh, somebody really is going to need to go to jail for all of this corrupt practices, especially paying people to get violent.
Another guy is this weasel Anderson Cooper, who's homosexual. His idea of sex is that he and his friends stick
don't get
their
too graphic.
Yeah,
wait, Ron. We got a family show here, and we got networks listening to us, and so on. So don't get too graphic. But we know these people; they're completely corrupt, and they are utterly sanctimonious. And thy name is hypocrisy. These people are utterly hypocritical, and they just lie like a rug. Ron, great there. We're hearing great news from Wisconsin. So keep up the good work. Let's go. We got two callers right after this break. Paul in Ohio, and also Iconoclast in Ohio. The phones are lighting up. See you after the break, folks.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling sky.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
That's us, folks. Well, I'm and we only got one segment left. I got a bunch of callers to get to. See, I'm going to try to get in Paul in Ohio, Iconoclast in Ohio, and Fred in Michigan. Let's start with Paul in Ohio. You're on the air, Paul.
How are you doing?
Good. I apologize for having so little time. Can you give us a couple seconds, a point in a couple seconds?
Yep. I just think it's kind of like ridiculous that Megyn Kelly is this big, you know, women's right activist, whatever, you know, and wants to do what she wants to say, when in her earlier years she had pinup photos that would make any prepubescent teen go crazy over it, just like we did in our younger years with Farrah Fawcett.
Well, yeah, truly, she is hypocritical, and the only thing she's got left, she can go from the miniskirt she's wearing now to maybe a bikini. Maybe that'll keep her on the air. I don't think so, because she really, the way she interrupts people, her chutzpah, she is so. I like what Donald Trump said. He said the media, the mainstream media now, is no longer involved in journalism. That was his words. No longer involved in journalism, and the mask is off now.
And, well, basically, this is a big circus show anyway, you know, and I don't believe that people are actually falling for the concept that, you know, what people say needs more attention than what the facts are about how we're going to run this country.
Yeah, and that's what came out. Now, Jeff Rovin, we played clip from Jeff Rovin, or we talked about Jeff Rovin yesterday, and he is a fellow who has blown the whistle at National Enquirer, and he was interviewed on Sean Hannity. Oh, my gosh. You know, the scandals, the whistleblowers are coming almost by the hour. We can't keep up with them. And let me before we go, and thank you, Paul, very much. I apologize for the shortness of time. We're going to go to Iconoclast in a second.
Cut me off.
I'm not cutting you off, Fred. It's just we got want to get everybody give everybody a shot. The on Matt Drudge, an incredible headline, Paul and George. Danny Williams, who is the son of Bill Clinton, the black son of Bill Clinton with a prostitute, he paid $200 and had sex with her in a bush. And but Danny Williams is a wonderful kid. He's 30 years old, very nice guy, and he's been trying forever, well, for years, he's been trying to get Bill Clinton to acknowledge that you're my father. And in this campaign, he's, because of alternative media, he's gotten the message out. Get this. He had a video. Let me look it up here. Danny Williams made a video about trying to get his dad to admit you're my dad. In 1 week, he got over 1 million views on this video. Notice I'm using the past tense. You know what's coming next. YouTube has banned Danny Williams for, they said that he violated their policy and cannot be restored. Wow. And Danny Williams in no way violated any policy. YouTube just zipped him out of existence. But we're not going to go away, folks. The alternative media is here. And we'll see you again here tomorrow night at 9 p.m., 9 to 10 here on the Trump Phenomenon. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, George.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.